The Virtuous Woman. Brought to you by The Way of Peace Ministries and Sarah Folks International, bringing the gospel of peace to all women. Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley is the author of the book Virtuous Woman and pastors the Church of the Living Stone in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota, and is the founder of Sarah Folks International. It's Pastor Elizabeth's passion to stir up women for Jesus Christ and empower them with what the Word of God has to say about them. Now let's get into this week's message. Here's Pastor Elizabeth Bonkley.
Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you once again for the opportunity given unto us to listen to your word. We say, Lord, you will bless everything that we will say and we will hear. And Lord, you will turn our lives around for yourself. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will do this. In Jesus' name, amen. We want to continue with the lust that Eve was able to go through in the Garden of Eden. And yesterday we started with the lust of the flesh. And we were able to compare the lust of Eve with the temptation of Jesus Christ. The two are temptations, but we were able to discover that Jesus was able to use a weapon against the devil, which is the word of God. But Eve was not able to continue to attack the devil because she forgot the word of God. And yesterday we said that food is quite good for the body. It's good for the physical life. And it is good for our growth. But when the food that we want to eat is contrary to the instruction of God, then it's not good for us. But as we even take food for our physical body, we should know that there's also food for our spiritual body. And the food for our spiritual body is the word of God, which the Lord Jesus Christ was able to use against the devil. Today, let's look at the lust of the eyes. Lust. Like we started yesterday, lust is just a craving, coveting, a desire that's against the word of God. When we are doing that, then that is lustful. Today we want to look at the lust of the eyes, even as it was explained in that 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17 that we read yesterday. Let me read it to us again. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abides forever. So, we have been able to look at the lust of the flesh, and today we are going to look at the lust of the eyes. Satan does not entice anyone with anything ugly. He will always go to our mind to decorate things for us to see it from his own perspective. When we look again at that Genesis 3:6, where Eve was tempted, the Bible says, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food and that it was pleasant to the eyes, pleasant to the eyes. The devil is now attacking the eyes of Eve to look at that fruit and insisting that you just have to eat this. You have to go ahead and eat it. Use your eyes. Look at it. Look at how good it is. But don't forget that yesterday, we had that good news that Jesus is able to help us during the time of temptation because he was also tempted by this same devil and the Lord was able to overcome him. Let's read what the devil did to Jesus in Matthew 4, 8 to 10. Again, the devil takes him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him, he will always show us things. He showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them, and said unto him, all these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Now we are getting another weapon against the lust of the eyes. Eve could not stop with what the Lord says to quote what the Lord says to her. The devil, listen very well. It is true that you say this is pleasant to the eyes, but I will not serve you by obeying you. I'm going to serve the Lord God. And so what is the weapon we are going to use in the lust of the eyes? You know, Satan always desires to be in charge of anyone's, of an individual's life. He wants people to fall down, to worship him, to serve him, to obey him. When we start to obey the voice of the devil, and we delight our eyes in everything that we see, and we go ahead to buy everything that we see, anything our eyes see, the devil will say that, oh, what's the big deal? Put it on credit card. What's the big deal? You can just go to that account and withdraw the money. Just go ahead and buy it. You need this thing. But in your heart, you know you don't need it. It's only what we need that the Lord will give to us, not what we want, not everything that we want. Because everything that we want is not everything that we need. On that day when the devil was tempting Eve, Eve did not need that fruit. Only the thing that the devil wanted to achieve is just to make Eve to serve and to worship him by obeying him. Anytime we obey the devil, what we are doing is that we are no more worshiping the Lord. We are now worshiping the devil. And it can happen in every 24 hours. The devil says that, oh, you are going to just for grocery shopping? Why grocery shopping? Why don't you have a stop in that shop and see? You can get something that you need. You have to ask yourself, if you have prayed in the morning and you have asked the Lord to guide your steps, you will know immediately that there's going to be a distraction. You know, there's nothing wrong in window shopping, just checking that, okay, let me see some things that I need. But it comes a problem when the home starts to suffer because of your own lust, because you want to have, you know, what you should have spent for the home, what you should have spent for food, what you should have spent for the oil change of the car, what you have spent for the small running of the family. You now use it for your own selfish desire. That is lust. That is craving. That is evil desire. Because the whole generation is suffering because of your own comfort. That is not the will of God. When we cannot control our eyes, then we will buy what we do not need, only what we want. And it will go on and on and on. When the desire of everything seen by our eyes has to be satisfied, then there will be danger. There will be danger even to our own life. And we have to learn from the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't forget that during this temptation of Jesus Christ, Jesus has just finished 40 days of fasting and prayer in the wilderness all alone in the desert. And naturally, the devil knows that there's no way that anyone that has been in 40 days of fasting and prayer will not fall for all these things that I'm going to give. Because at that time, he will be hungry. At that time, his eyes will want to see. So don't forget, he's in the wilderness. He now took his mind to all those beautiful things and said that, you know what? You don't have to just be suffering for nothing. You know, you are the Son of the Most High God. I will give everything to you. And you don't have to even be asking people to give you money before you eat. You know what? Jesus was smarter than the devil. And that is where we have our joy. That we are also smarter than the devil. Because the Spirit of the living God has been given to us. The life of God, the Zoe, which is called the life of God in Greek, have been given unto us. That nature of the Lord has been given unto us. The Bible says that we are partaker of the divine nature of God. And because we are partaker of the divine nature of God, we are expected to grow like Him, to be like Him, until we come to that full stature of the Lord Jesus Christ, as He said in the book of Ephesians. So, when we are faced with temptation, we must equip ourselves also. We must prepare our mind for action. Because our mind is what the devil will go on to attack, to show us things, things that we do not need, to make us to control our life, to make us to spend money, to bring destruction, to bring bankruptcy into our lives. And we should not allow him. It is true that the old world has been given to God, and as children of God, we have access to everything, but the Lord is still going to tell us when and where we have access. And we have to be, we have to agree with the Lord on what he is going to give to us. The eyes of Eve was able to assess the beauty of the fruit. And the eyes got glued to the fruit. The fruit became irresistible. Just like when any one of us is going to be tempted, we say that, oh, it became so irresistible that I could not just get myself away. You will get yourself away because the Lord will always be there for you. The Lord will always show us a way of escape, even when it appears that the devil is about to overcome. She was conquered by the beauty of sin, that is, by the beauty of that fruit. It's not the fruit itself that is sin, but the action of Eve that became sin. We are still going to look into how that temptation now became sin. Now, the eyes must be disciplined. Don't you think so? Our eyes must be disciplined from time to time to look away from things that will make us to become lustful. If you are going on the road, and you start to look at something, and your mind is telling you that you are committing sin. Even looking at the opposite sex. And you start to have wrong information in your mind. You must be able immediately to identify that, okay, the devil is around. I come against in the name of Jesus. I cover my mind with the Lord Jesus, with the blood of Jesus. I will not go further in that thought. I cut it off in the name of Jesus. You have just received a victory. But if you go on, and then you go on, you allow the devil to go in a dialogue with you that, look at that man. Is he not handsome? Is he not better than your husband? You know immediately that this is not God. And he can go further with you to start to think of immoral things. As you continue thinking in that immoral things, you are defiling your own body. You are sending away the presence of God at that time. That's what Eve could not do to the devil. I always tell women, be rude to the devil. Don't treat him as a gentleman. Just be rude. Ask him to get out. Get out of my side. Get out of my life. I don't want you. You are not my Lord. And because you are not my Lord, you don't have anything to do with me. I cannot obey you because you did not die for me. Jesus died for me. Be rude to him. Don't enter into a dialogue with the devil, because the devil is a bad devil. The Bible told us that Eve could not do that. He entered into a dialogue and he started talking with the devil. And that is where the problem comes. How many times do you enter into dialogue with the devil? How many times did the devil show you things in the world and lured you out of the presence of God? We can start to be bold and tell the devil that, you know what? I'm created in the image of God. I've been created to have dominion, to subdue. I've been created to replenish. I've been created to be fruitful. And so, because I have assignment from the Lord, I cannot listen to you. I've been created to worship the Lord and to serve him. And so, I cannot serve two masters at the same time, devil. And so, in Jesus' name, I command you, get out of my life. And that's what the devil will do. The devil does not struggle when he hears the name of Jesus and he knows that you know what you are doing. He will only mess up our life when we don't know what we are doing. When he knows that we are not clever and that we don't know the word of God. But I know that the Lord will open our eyes that this great life that the Lord has given unto us will be able to build that life for the Lord, our husband and our children, by opening the door of our mind to the Lord Jesus Christ alone. God bless us. We will continue with this tomorrow. Shall we pray? Father, in Jesus' name, we want to thank you because you are giving us the weapon to be able to resist the devil and to be able to flee from us. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will keep us, that our life will no more be the workshop of the devil, but shall be a workshop for you, where we will serve you and we will be able to worship you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name.
You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman with pastor and author Elizabeth Bonkley, stirring up women for Jesus Christ and empowering all women with the gospel. If you would like to purchase the book Virtuous Woman or a copy of today's show, email your request to www.gospelofpeace.org or call 651-646-1610. That's 651-646-1610. 1610. Join Pastor Elizabeth Sunday mornings at 9:30 at the Church of the Living Stone at 1010 East Highway 96 in Vadnais Heights, Minnesota. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. You've been listening to The Virtuous Woman.